So welcome to you both.
Thanks, very nice to be with you.
My first question, and maybe I can pose it to you, Alan, is how did you become interested in this topic of teaching Irish or Northern Irish history?
I think being born here, if you have an interest in history, I think it's likely to flow into Irish history. I suppose when I began teaching, it was in a loyalist area, youngsters who were from a non-academic background, and it was very obvious to me the sort of influences that were working on them in the local community. But it also became obvious very quickly that teaching Irish history was not the same animal to some extent as teaching other aspects of history. It was that difficult or controversial aspect that gave it a special condition. And from there, that interest as a teacher developed into a researcher. And when I became involved in teacher education, then the whole question of preparing teachers to teach this type of history was very central to my work.
That's really interesting. Tim, I wonder if I can pose the same question to you. How did you become interested in the topic of Irish history?
I was always very lucky that my family sort of supported an interest in history. I suppose, like Alan, a lot of this came together when I was doing the teacher training course, but I was in a slightly unusual position in that I'd done my PhD at the University of Luton. So when I was doing my PhD there, I was also teaching there, and we had two Irish history courses. One was basically Ireland under the Union, and the other was Ireland since 1922. So I was actually in a position where I taught English undergraduates, most of them second or third generation Irish in Luton, before I taught in schools in Northern Ireland. So that was a sort of interesting dynamic. And in terms of my own school background, that was quite an odd one in that I had failed the 11 plus completely and miserably and went to a secondary modern school in Bangor, Grantia Boys High School. And that was your traditional state school, i.e. Protestant school. But then at 16, having done well enough in the GCSEs, I moved to Sullivan Upper School in Holyrood to do my A-levels. And that was quite an unusual environment in that the Sullivan School had been set up in the 1860s. With revolutionary views that you could teach boys and girls and Protestants and Catholics together. So to go from that to teaching schools which were simply one denomination or the other was quite a surprise too. And to come across fellow students on the teacher training course who had gone through entirely one sort of religious sectarian schooling experience and were expecting to teach in that type of school for the rest of their careers, that was a bit of an eye-opener, to be honest.
At the time when you were learning about Irish or Northern Irish history at school, did you have a sense that it was controversial?
So I only really got to look at Irish history when we were doing our GCSEs. And that, interestingly, was done with the Midland Examining Group under the Old Schools History Project. So we were able to do two local studies as part of that. One was Norman Castles. So not perhaps the most controversial thing, but did give you an idea about Ireland as Britain's oldest or England's oldest colony, something of that sort. And the other one was to look at the Third Home Rule Crisis, and particularly in Bangor and County Down, there was a lot to do with the gun running of April 1914 into to Lauren Bangor and Don Gaddee as a sort of local study there. So you got some sort of sense that things were controversial because of what was going on in the news, of course. This was all mid-late 1980s when I was at secondary modern school. So actually the controversial stuff was coming through in the news.